This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of July of 2023 and our current outlook. July provided encouraging economic news. A near-term U.S. recession remains unlikely as the first reading of second quarter U.S. GDP showed the economy growing at a 2.4% annualized rate. Inflation numbers, while still elevated and above the Fed's target, are improving. Most recent headline CPI number registered a 3% year-over-year increase, a substantial drop from the 9.1% year-over-year reading 12 months ago. Core CPI continues to prove sticky, but the most recent 4.8% year-over-year increase is the lowest reading since late 2021. Acknowledging expanding economic activity and elevated inflation, the Fed raised interest rates by 0.25% at their July meeting. Fed fund rate now stands at 5.5%, its highest level since 2001. Second quarter earnings report have also provided good news. As of July 28th, 51% of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, and of the companies that have reported, 64% have reported positive revenue surprises and 80% positive earnings surprises. Equity indices posted positive returns for the month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Index returned 3.44% and rose for 13 consecutive days, its longest winning streak since 1987. Bond yields were caught in a tug of war between declining inflation, justifying lower yields, and resilient economic data, which justifies higher yields. Ultimately, the 10-year Treasury yield moved up 0.16% and ended July at a 3.97% yield. Commodities gained with the Bloomberg Commodity Index returning 5.7% in July. However, the index has declined 4.8% year-to-date. The bulls and bears have strong arguments to support their positions. Bulls cite a robust jobs market and strong earnings, while bears cite a decline in leading economic indicators and the inverted yield curve. In our opinion, both have valid arguments, and we maintain a neutral equity position in our portfolios. We anticipate the Fed becoming fully data dependent. It may or may not raise funds rates one more time this year. More important to our outlook is that we do not see rate cuts occurring, leaving core fixed income with an attractive risk-reward profile. At the moment, over 80% of fixed income debt is yielding 4% or greater. We believe markets will shift their primary focus from inflation and rate hikes to assessing the sustainability of the current economic expansion. Equities have benefited from the uptick in economic activity and AI potential. However, their valuations have also risen. Stocks are not priced cheap. The S&P 500 forward PE is now near 20. Equity markets at the index level appear overbought, but the momentum trade could easily continue. With strong year-to-date equity gains, we anticipate rebalancing to trim some of the equity gains and add to core fixed income. I'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, I thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.